Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 2 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba. Phezu kokwala kwayo ukwethula uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olwe-electronic voters roll. Umongameli wele South Africa umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa ubikwa esesimeni yesibi ngemva kokufunyanwa eli cala elokwehluleka ukuphatha kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali eplazini lakhe engena ku-$4 million. Kwezemidlalo abasekeli beGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi ngemva kokukhahlelelwa phandle kweqembu labo kwimidlalo yeWorld Cup. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uphakathi kokuqhoba amathambo engqondo ngela kusasa lakhe ngemva kokufunyanwa elicala lokungaphathi kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali engena kuzigidi zamadola emelika ezine i-$4 million eplazini lakhe lephalaphala. Lokhu kuvezwe yi-ofisi yakhe izolo. Iqula elakhethwa ngusomlomo edale lephalamende ukuthi licubungule lolu daba lethule impumela yalo izolo ekhomba ukuthi umongameli Ramaphosa engaba wephula umthetho ngokwehluleka ukumangala lolu daba emapholiseni kanye lokucela umongameli wakwele Namibia ukuthi ancedise ekuthungatheni ababetshontshe imali yakhe. Inkokheli yebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele ANC ithi izahlangana phezu kwalolu daba namuhla. Abanye bathi uRamaphosa ulakho ukwazisa ukuthi usetshiya umsebenzi. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba weHigh Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo eProject 4263 phezu kokwala kwayo ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumitshina yamakhompyutha olwe-electronic voters roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela linhlanganiso afikise udaba lolu yenkantolo izolo. Umqondisi weProject 4263 umnumzana Youngerson Matete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kanengi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise ivoters roll kodwa isala. Ngeviki ephelileyo umeli weHarare North edalele ephalamende umnumzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga lebandla le-CCC laye uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. IZEC ithi kayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bathenge ivoters roll edindwe emaphepheni. Yona ethi ibiza inkulungwane zamadola aseMelika ezingamakhulu phose yamabili $187,000 ugwalo lunye. Kodwa abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labamabandla aphikisayo bakhuza umhlola phezu kwalimbhadalo besithi iningi kakhulu. Ngenyanga edluleyo enye yalezi nhlanganiso e-Election Resource Center imangalele iZEC e-High Court isithi ifuna yehlise lintengo. unobhala jikelele we-United Nations umnumzana Antonio Guterres uthi ukuguquka komkhathi izimpi kanye lokoma kwempilo ngenxa yobuyanga ngokunye kwembangela zokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana emhlabeni jikelele. Okuteresh wethu le amazwi la enkundleni ye-Twitter enanza umkhankaso we-16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Lo mkhankaso oqale ukunanzwa mhlaka 25 kuLwezi emhlabeni jikelele ngenjongo yokuqeda udlakela oluqondiswe kubomama labantwana njalo uphela mhlaka 10 kulinyanga. Namuhla inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women ithi inxusa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezifisa ukuphatheka kumkhankaso lo ukuthi zivunule impahla eziluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Ithi njalo kuza kuba lombuthano esibhedlela seHopley eHarare lapho kuzakhulunyiswana khona ngokuvikela abantwana kubadlwenguli. Sixoxele siphathamandla salinhlanganiso unkosikazi Laina Ndiweni.
IVeritas Women luhlelo oluqondane lokuphakamisa amalungelo, imithetho lenhlalakahle yabantu besifazane. Ngosuku lwesibili olukampalakazi, iVeritas ihlanganela nomhlaba wonke jikelele ekukhankaseni insuku ezilitshumi nasithupha ezokulwa nodlame lokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu besifazane. Ikhankasa ngokugqoka impahla ezilombala oluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka.
Luzabe luqhutshelwa ngaphi lolu hlelo?
Sizaliqhuba esigodlweni esikhulu seHarare esibhedlela seHopley. Ngalolu hlelo sijonge ukuxoxisana nokulimukisa abesifazane ngemithetho, udlame kanye nenhlalakahle yabo. Sinokukhathazeka okukhulu kakhulu ukuhlukunyezwa kwamankazana ngokocansi, behlukunyezwa ngabazali babo abesilisa kanye labantu abasondelene nabo okumele bebavikele ezimulini abahlala kizo. Ngalokho-ke uzulu wonke ukugqoka impahla eluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Sicela iziphathamandla ezifaneleyo ukuthi zithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo ekuvikeleni izingane ikakhulu amankazana.
Ungathi uhlelo lolu luqondane lobani njalo kulokunye yini elizakwenza mayelana lokukhankasa litshengisela insolo yokudlwengulwa kwabantwana abancane?
Uhlelo lolu luqondane lozulu wonke jikelele ukuze siphathisane njalo silimukise ekuvikeleni udlame labesifazane lamantombazane. Zabe silogatsha lwethu umtholampilo, isibhedlela sosizo lwezemthetho. Umuntu wonke ukhululekile ukuxoxisana lathi mayelana ngokuhlukunyezwa, ukuncindezela abantu besifazane. Ngosuku lokuxhasa insuku lezi sizahlanyela izithelo, izihlahla zezithelo ezishiyashiyeneyo ezizaba yisikhumbuzo sokunanzelela, ukuvikela kanye nokunakekela abantu besifazane. Uzulu wonke uyanxuswa ukuthi ahlanganele lathi sibambisane ndawonye sixhase omama lamantombazane kusuku lezi ezokuvikela ukuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazane.
Unkosikazi Laina Ndiweni ngowenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women. Ubexoxa ecingweni loGainer Gumede Saidi weStudio 7. Isakhamuzi seLupane unkosazana nokuthula moyo ofelwe izinkomo ezilithumi lantathu ngemva kokutshaywa ngumbane ngeviki edluleyo uthi ikusasa lakhe labantwa bakhe abahlanu selibuvilibane ngoba abasela ndlela yokuziphilisa nanku bebethembele kulezi zifuyo. Uthi inkomo lezi bezimnceda kakhulu ngoba ubethola uchago kuzo, alime ngazo, athengise izilimo, abhadalele abantwana ama-school fees, abuye abathengele ukudla lezembatho ngenzuzo ayitholayo. Umamoyo ohlala eLupane esigabeni seMbembesi 1 Resettlement Village 25B kuWard 23 njalo otholakala kunombolo ezithi plus 263-771-906-014 uthi abenelisayo bengamphathisa ngezigqoko ukudla kumbe imali.
Zihlobo zami ngilahlekelwe ngilahlekelwe izinkomo ezitshayela izulu. Zihlobo zami ngiphakathi kobunzima ngilemuli labantwana abangu-5. Okuqala umntana wami wokuqala akafundi uhlala ekhaya ngoyade encedisa ukulima. Owesibili uphumele 5 last year and then lo nyaka ube supplementa so ayingakwazi ukuthi engaphuma lezi ngakhi. And then OS2 ungu-form 2. OS3 ungu-grade 4 uya ku-grade 5 next year. Okugcina ungu-ECD B next year uya ku-grade 1. Uma ngithengisa amabele ngiyenelise ukubathengela izigqoko. Zihlobo zami ngiphakathi kobunzima ngicela uncedo. Ngiphakathi kobunzima engingabatshela bani. Omunye lomunye kazizwe elesihlelo babami bebhadalelwa zinkomo bebesenelisa ukudla ngilima bazuze uchago. UNkulunkulu alibusise abazayenelisa ukungceda. Ngiyakhala zihlobo zami abantu abami kumnyaka ozayo ukuthi bazafundiswa usizo lokuthi nje abantu abami bathole ukufunda bathole impilo nje ukuthi beqhubeke bephila besidla njengasuku zonke begqoka bethola isepa bethola konke nje okufanele bengafundanga. Impilo sokuyimfundo. Impilo yokuthi umntwana adle agqoke awatshe. Pho ke ibhenki ithile zihlobo zami ngitshele ibhenki ondingayo ngandithola enambeni +263 77 umuntu ongumama. Hhayi angazi angilali andithola ibuthongo. Oyamukelayo akabusiswa kodwa kubusisa ophayo. Ngimadolonzima ngibuthakathaka lasemkhulekweni lokuthi ngaqonda ngaphi le msebenzi kayitholakali ukuthi ngiyedinga umsebenzi. Aluba ngabe imisebenzi yatholakala benzadinga umsebenzi ngiyenelisa ukuthi ngisebenzele abantu abami. Pho kunzima zihlobo ukuthi ngizaqonda abantu abami ngizabaqondisa ngaphi.
Unkosazana Nokuthula Moyo yisakhamuzi seLupane esifelwe izinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu ezitshaywe ngombane. Ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. IHerald ithi umgcinisihlalo wekomishini ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo elizweni eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, uNkosikazi Joyce Matanda Moyo, uthi izisebenzi zemithethwandaba eziningi zikhohlakele. INews Day ithi uZulu weZimbabwe usebhekane lokukhwela mahlayana njalo kwentengo yezinto ezithiyeneyo ngalesi sikhathi kuyiwa kukhefu leKhisimusi. Soku yisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Selibona Studio 7. Mina ngibuya le matambeni komthelandoda. Yili gama engingazibiza ngalo. Mina ngizwa usizi kakhulu. Ngizwa usizi kakhulu ma upresident ebize edlalisa imali kanje. Enikana la ma-MP leziphatha amandla zakhe imali. Ukuthi esibhedlela akulamithi. Umgwaqo alungiswa. Amadamu agejwa. Ithayipi kapresident enjani nje so? Kunzima lokhu. Kunzima lokhu. Ugawulela uzowavuma ukuthi hayi. Yabona ke iZANU-PF yabheda. Hayi uzowavuma ugawule ukuthi hayi. Imali yadlaliswa. Ngiyambongela ngokulo kulahleka nyani ugawule kodwa ke namhlanje hayi. Uzowangena endleleni. Ngingilelela uPane yonke. Ndi H41.
Hey, Studio 7, salubana ndinjani ngapho? Siyabonga indaba ezilohlonzi. Hey, besingaba yini ngaphandle kwendaba zeqiniso, besiyoyisuthi propaganda, besiyoyisuthi propaganda. Siyabonga. Udaba lwami lulapha, kuthini ngiyaqala ngqangqangqa ukuvumelana nalo baba uGawule. Ngiyaqala ukumuzwa naye ekhuluma ehambisana nalo ningi. Ukuthi i-40,000 is too much. 40,000 US dollars. Iningi. Iningi impela kakhulu. endlela yokuthi khona usalungazi ukuthi khona bayithole kanjani laba bantu njalo bayiphiwa nje ngodaba lokuthi bathi khona bazoyibhadala njani nini ezibhedlela akunalutho ezibhedlela akunalithi kodwa kutholakala ukuthi abanye bathola 40,000 US dollars abanye 500 US dollars imali leni lingasiza ezibhedlela kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Ngiyaqala ukuvumelana nobaba uGawule impela ushaye khona. Ngiyabonga
ntungamili inkomo lani lonke basakazi baka Studio 7. Eish, lami ngithi ngempawulo yazi izanu sivulele ilizwe zanu. Ngiyamangala ngogawule nalothuma abathona bekhulumela izanu ngani le nto eyenzile esizweni saseZimbabwe. Izanu ivulele ilizwe, ivulele umkhonomi, yabulala lemvelo nje esayiphiwa nguNkulunkulu. Ivulele izanu PF ngoba awubuki ma bethatha leli lizwe kuSmith. USmith wayenemthetho, kwakungalinywa duze lomfula, kwakuvikelwa imfula, kuvikelwa amadamu, kuvikelwa izilwane nje zasendle zazivikelele. Bangena bona nxa usapota izanu ungaze ubulale izinto izilwane ezilongo sikuphambili ngezanu PF awubotho awulalutho lwezileyo. Yabona kwelakithi amadamu lemfula kugcwele udaka manje abantu sebelima bezibelima umfula bekhuleka nje ukuvikela imvelo nje sayiphiwa nguNkulunkulu for mahara singasavala umkhonomi aleli bandla leli libuleli libi. Uyabona uSmith, umbuzo kaSmith, uSmith wayengumlungu wayeyithanda ngcono iZimbabwe kulezayo ngoba wayevikela. Kwakusenziwa amakandiwa, kusenziwa yonke nje into yokuthi ivikele idamu. Bona bangena umnankagwala womgabe bathi abantu ezilongo bebavotela limani akulamthetho. Kambe ilizwe linjani ngeke lingenamthetho kodwa ngoba nawumlandeli wezanu yenza umathanda nje uyazenzela umathanda uyelilima ukhosa umfula ugcwala udaka amadama wayenzi babulela ilizwe laba bantu angazi ukuthi uthuma nogawule bayithatha njani nale into ngoba eZimbabwe kwempunzi edlenini nje uyazenzela umathanda ezilongu supporta izanu PF bebe sebevalela nje labo abangabe besapota amanye amaphathi kodwa ezilungu support izanu PF you can do whatever you want.
Sarubona sarubona ngiyabingelela abantu bakithi kumele Morris Khumlano kongwena ngokuzalwa ngisetholotha komati ngizalesi sikhathi engiso ngilapha egoli ngokokusebenza ukuphanda esemadlelweni aluhlaza singamadlela aluhlaza njengoba kithi kunzima kangaka. Hayi kakhulu sihlobo zami siyabonga, siyathokoza kakhulu elisenzela khona ukusiphakela indaba imihla lamalanga, indaba eziyizindawo zakithi esizidinga. Siyabonga naloko engigqugquzela kakhulu ukuthi asambeni sevota abafisayo ngoba lokhu okwezani lokhu kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu. Manje intoko engisagcila entweni eyodwa ngiyayizi i-MRP inkinga yayo besingayivotela ilobandlululo abantu be-MRP lobandlululo bantu bakithi ibandlululo elilalo lukhulu linayo ngabe likhankasa lidinga ngendlela enhle lokhu ukuthi libe licwasa amabandla loku lithi leli linzi leli lindlambondo kule nto ongasiza ngayo lokusawabantwana basezindebeleni lulisanda phana kube right ma lifuna ukuvotela livotele indlela enhle hhayi loku ukuthi laqumisa ilizwe kwatha kwacima zonke lezi ndlambondo kungalisiza lona.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. IReuters ithi amasotsha kwele Somalia alwisane labahlamuki beqembu le-Al-Shabaab abulala abangama-40 izolo. I-Reuters ithi njalo abahlamuki bakwele DRC abeqembu le-M23 bahlasele abantu makhaza babulala abangamachumi amahlanu. Amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Ngolwezi uhulumende weMelika uphatheke emhlanganweni weKimberley Process oqhutshwa kanye ngomnyaka eGaborone kweleBotswana. IKimberley Process yinhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba eyasungulwa ngo-2003 eletha ndawonye ababambiqhaza abachiyeneyo ngenjongo yokwenqabela ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana avela emazweni alezimpi ethengiswa ikakhulu ngamalwecatsha ukuze athole imali yokulwisana labohulumende abakhethwe nguZulu. Kumbiko oveza imbono kahulumende weMelika phezu komhlangano lo, ugatsha lweState Department luncome kakhulu eleBotswana lona elasekelwa yiyo iMelika ukuthi kube yilo elibamba lomhlangano lonyaka. IMelika ithi eleBotswana liqhuba inhlelo zokwemba ngendlela eqondileyo okwenza lamukeleke kumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukwenjiwa kwamadayimana ngokucacileyo. EleMelika selilesikhathi liqhuqhuzela ukuthi kuqheliswe ingcazelo yamadayimana agejwa lapho kulezimpi khona ama-conflict diamonds. Umuntu wonke ogqoka kumbe osebenzisa amadayimana kumele abeke ithemba kuKimberley Process ukuthi ibe leqiniso lokuba amadayimana wonke avela lapho okuhlonitshwa khona amalungelo kaZulu. EleMelika liza qhubeka liqhuqhuzela lokho. Olunye udaba olube segudwini emhlanganweni oqhutshelwe kweleBotswana lo ngolwemithetho yalinhlanganiso esetshenziswe ngeleRussia leleBelarus ukuvimba ukukhulumisana ngomthelela obangelwa yokuhlaselwa kweleUkraine yiRussia kanye lokuthi iKimberley Process kumele iphathe njani udaba lwamadayimana avela kweleRussia. IMelika lamanye amazwe adlelana layo ayefuna ukuthi umhlangano lo uhlafune lezindaba. Umsekeli kanobhala weMelika obona ngezenotho lamabhizimusi uWhitney Bird uthe umhlaba awungeke ukhangele eceleni usekela iRussia ihlasela abantu baseUkraine okulilizwe elililunga leKimberley Process. IKimberley Process kumele ikhangelisise ukuthi iRussia iyazilandela kuhle na izimiso zalinhlanganiso ezigoqela ukuthi akulamadayimana avela elizweni elisempini amele avunyelwe ukuthengiselwa amazwe omhlaba. Lanxa ukukhulumisana ngalolu daba kwenqatshelwe, incwadi eyabhalwa nguBhedi lencwadi ezabhalwa ngamanye amazwe zafakwa kumbiko okuphetha lomhlangano. Okokugcina, ugatsha lweState Department lwaveza ukuthi eleUnited States of America liphatheke kabi ngokulwisana okuselizweni laseCentral African Republic kanye lomthelela limpi elawo ekuthengisweni kwamadayimana alo. EleMelika lathembisa ukuqhubeka likhulumisana lohulumende weCentral African Republic ukuze kubonakale ukuthi imilayo yeKimberley Process iyalandelwa lokuthi amadayimana la athengiswa ngendlela kungephulwa izimiso zalinhlanganiso. IMelika izimisele ukulondoloza ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana ngendlela eqondileyo njalo izaqhubeka isekela iKimberley Process. lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezenguqu abasekeli beqembu leGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi izolo ngemva kokugunyulwa kwaleli qembu emidlaleni yeFIFA World Cup lanxanje linqobe iCosta Rica 4-2. IGermany yehluleke ukudlulela kuhlandla elilandelayo eleGroup of 16 ngoba ayitholanga imiklomelo eneleyo kweminye imidlalo yayo emibili. Lokhu kuphe iSpain ithuba lokudlulela phambili lanxanje inqotshwe iJapan 2-1. IMorocco ibe liqembu leAfrika elesibili ukudlulela phambili ilandela iSenegal ngemva kokunqoba iCanada. Sibuze intatheli yezemidlalo uJafet Ngwele Dube ukuthi uthini ngokuphuma kweGermany kule midlalo lanxanje lingelinye labomaqhuzu kwezenguqu emhlabeni jikelele.
Izimanga Ntunga, nizimanga lezi. Ngoba nobengacabangela ukuthi iGermany yabe sibuyela ekhaya nje after first round. Besiyikhangelele njengamathimu yamanye amathimu nje azafika kufinal, kodwa hhayi khanya kwehlule. Germany yehlule kuzwinele game yayo yokuqala idlala leJapan. I think that was the most crucial match for them. Kwathi beselanda iSpain lapho igame yabo yesibili, hhayi kwagcina kuyi-draw ngani kwehlule ukuthi bawine. Last game week asebebuya khona sebewina, kodwa hhayi i-World Cup nje ngamagame amathathu i-first round. Kufuna wona lawa amabili ubone la ukuthi inye yakhona uyanqoba. Ngokubamelele yokugcina, hhayi akulanto ehambayo, hhayi siphumile, hhayi besiyikhangelele sithi kumbeza yaphambili, hhayi kodwa inguqu ibhora lenjalo, wathi ibhora liyagiqika, liyagiqika kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kuphansi, kwesinye isikhathi kuphezulu. Sithabele iJapan laphana, hhayi ukuthi ihambile yayaphambili. Asazi ukuthi siyaphambili izokwenza njani, kodwa hhayi ibhora lakhona kudlalwa ukushintshana nje. IGermany siphumile, sidibana sibona amanye amaqembu ukuthi ayeza njani. Ungabuya ungabuphanga amabhutsu, ungaphakamisanga amasoksi akho, hayi uyaphuma.
ICameroon leGhana ubona zidlala njani?
For iAfrika sekungena amaqembu amabili kuma-quarter finals, iMorocco leSenegal. Bekungaba kuhle nje ukuthi kungaba lelinye iqembu elingahamba lalo lengena, sibe lamaqembu amathathu ahambayo kuma-quarter final, kwenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe singaba lethuba sokuthi elokuthi iAfrika layo ibe leqembu kuma-semifinal. Amagame akusasa, hey, anzima lawa ngawokugcina, and wonke amaqembu nje abe sefuna ukuthi awine ukwenzela ukuthi iposition yawo laphana isiya kuma-quarter finals baphumele phezulu. Hey, Cameroon kunzima, idlala leBrazil. Brazil are the favorites, abakadliwa. Iyo i-team nje ebengani consistent, iyo i-team ebengani yadlala. So hey, ukuthi Cameroon laphana ingatsha iBrazil, hayi angiboni. Kodwa sekumele bangene babophe siqine badlale lawo, babone ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza e-ground. Ukuthi Ghana le-Uruguay, ya lakho lapha kuthambanga, iGhana akumelanga nje ixegise, akumelanga ixegise ngoba ingaxegisa nje ingatsha. Kodwa hayi ngiyibona ngani lethuba. Ngiyibonile thuba lapha lokuthi ingakwanisa ukuthi inqobe iUruguay. Ithuba likhona, kodwa hayi kuyamele babophe, akumelanga baxegise.
UJafet Ngwele Dube yintatheli yezemidlalo. Asazi-ke ukubana iyozala nkomoni iGhana idlala le Uruguay lamuhla, kuthi iCameroon yona izanqikilana leBrazil. Abanye bathi suicide le uCameroon, kanti abanye bathi hayi isithembile layo iCameroon izamelana layo iBrazil. iSerbia inqikilana leSwitzerland, kuthi iPortugal ekaRonaldo yona izanqikilana leSouth Korea. Kwanele mthwaka zomuhle, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Olivale lisayo nguntungami linkomo nkololokwana wamatukanduna mukhwezvanana makamu wangu kakale mubene weekend yakanaka. Tovoka.